A father watches his daughter take her first steps. A protester stands alone before a line of tanks. Light breaks through storm clouds after days of rain. In each of these moments, something shifts inside us. Time seems to slow, our concerns shrink, and we feel simultaneously small and connected to something impossibly vast. This is awe, and it might be the most overlooked medicine for what ails modern life. While we've obsessed over happiness, productivity, and success, we've ignored an emotion that costs nothing, requires no prescription, and transforms us in minutes. After 2 decades studying thousands of awe experiences across 26 countries, researchers discovered something remarkable. This feeling isn't reserved for mountaintops or cathedrals. It's woven into ordinary life, waiting to be noticed. And it fundamentally changes our bodies, minds, and relationships in ways we're only beginning to understand. Awe emerges when we encounter something vast that shatters our usual understanding. Analyzing over 2,600 personal stories across cultures revealed 8 universal triggers. Moral beauty appears when we witness extraordinary courage or kindness, a stranger defending someone, or unexpected generosity. Collective effervescence happens when we move together, dancing at concerts, marching in protests, walking in synchronized crowds. Nature's vastness speaks through ancient forests, star-filled skies, crashing waves. Music transports us through what one cellist calls a cashmere blanket of sound. Visual design reveals hidden patterns connecting all living things, from architectural proportions to fractals in ferns. Spiritual experiences offer direct encounters with what philosopher William James called the fundamental cosmical IT. Life and death, witnessing births or someone's passing, connect us to existence's deepest mysteries. Epiphanies deliver sudden understanding, like Darwin's vision of nature as an interconnected, tangled bank that sparked his theory of evolution. Tellingly absent, material possessions or status symbols, all lives beyond materialism. During awe, your default mode network, the brain regions fixated on yourself, your worries, your status, suddenly quiets. Brain scans confirm this. Neural circuits obsessed with me, mine, I dim, creating space for a radically different perspective. You stop being the center of your universe and recognize yourself as one thread in an intricate tapestry. This isn't poetic language. People experiencing awe measurably use fewer first-person pronouns and show increased generosity. Participants watching awe-inspiring nature videos shared more than half their earnings with strangers, while control groups kept most for themselves. People beneath towering redwoods volunteered 40% more time to help disaster victims. Awe may be one of our most powerful defenses against modern stress. Researchers measuring inflammation markers, immune responses contributing to depression and heart disease, found everyday awe uniquely predicted lower inflammation, even controlling for happiness or contentment. Veterans like Stacy Bear found healing through wilderness experiences after returning from Iraq and Afghanistan with severe PTSD. When researchers took under-resourced teens and veterans rafting together, veterans reported a 32% drop in PTSD symptoms, and specifically awe, not just being outdoors, accounted for these benefits. When a cellist describes vibrations moving through her body, she is describing measurable neuroscience. Sound waves trigger cascading patterns from the auditory cortex to regions governing hearts, lungs, emotions, and memory. Melodious music reduces heart rate and blood pressure while activating dopamine circuits for pleasure. When experienced collectively, music synchronizes listeners' brains in emotion-governing regions, creating shared neural states that blur boundaries between self and other. Strangers tapping to the same beat show greater compassion. Their nervous systems have literally harmonized. Music operates as a universal emotional language. Listeners across cultures identify anger, joy, or sadness in unfamiliar musical traditions. Sacred music, from Hindu Om chants to Gregorian plain chant, shares acoustic features with awe vocalizations, connecting listeners to forces larger than themselves. Archaeological evidence shows humans emerged from Africa as fundamentally musical beings. 40,000-year-old bone flutes prove our ancestors structured social life through shared sound. Music doesn't just move us, it reminds us we were built to move together. At 15, a Louvre visitor discovered Dutch painter Peter de Hoogh's domestic scenes. Women cooking, doing laundry, caring for children, contained a mathematics of moral beauty. His masterful use of light streaming through doorways transformed mundane moments into something transcendent, suggesting divinity exists in the geometry of everyday care. Visual awe doesn't require vast scale. Photographer Rosalind Fisher captures microscopic awe by photographing bees' eyes, honeycomb structures, and human tears under extreme magnification, revealing sacred geometries connecting all living things. Her Topography of Tears project shows different emotional states produce distinct crystalline patterns. Even our smallest expressions contain universes. Philosopher Edmund Burke argued art evokes awe through profusion, Pissarro's crowded boulevards, repetition, ocean waves, dramatic light and shadow, Rembrandt, or by subverting time and space, Van Gogh's horizonless almond blossoms. Research confirms viewing art activates dopamine networks, enhances creativity, and promotes pro-social behavior. In healthcare settings, patients with nature artwork report reduced anxiety and pain. Even brief encounters transform us. People who looked up at tall eucalyptus trees felt less narcissistic and were more helpful to others. Childbirth remains humanity's most undervalued act of courage. Our evolutionary past produced uniquely vulnerable infants requiring years of intensive care, a trait setting us apart from other primates. Nancy Bardack, who created a mindful birthing program after decades as a nurse midwife, teaches expectant parents to embrace birth's intensity through presence rather than fear. At Life's Other Boundary, Roshi Joan Halifax offers wisdom on approaching death with reverence. After decades studying indigenous traditions and training as a Buddhist monk, she developed practices for being with dying centered on three principles: not knowing, quieting assumptions, bearing witness, being fully present, and compassionate action, transforming suffering into healing presence. Research reveals near-death experiences share remarkable similarities with awe, a vanishing of the separate self, merging with something larger, transcendent emotions. Up to 20% of cardiac arrest survivors report such encounters as life-changing. Perhaps awe helps us process both life's beginning and end because it reminds us we are part of something continuing beyond our individual existence. Awe reveals what modern culture obscures. We are not separate, but interconnected threads in a vast tapestry. The eight wonders, moral beauty, collective movement, nature, music, visual design, spirituality, life and death are themselves systems of connection. Studies show brief awe experiences shift our thinking from reductionistic analysis to perceiving relationships and dependencies. We stop seeing ourselves as isolated individuals and recognize our embeddedness in communities, ecosystems, and webs of meaning. This isn't mysticism. It's practical wisdom for addressing loneliness, environmental destruction, and polarization. Most remarkably, people experience awe 2 to 3 times weekly in ordinary moments: a friend's unexpected kindness, afternoon light through leaves, shared laughter over dinner. This medicine is everywhere, free, and waiting. In a fragmenting world, awe offers integration. It connects us to forces larger than our temporary concerns and reminds us why we're here, not to accumulate and dominate, but to wonder together. Step outside and look up. Listen to moving music. Witness unexpected kindness. These moments aren't escapes from reality. They're doorways to what's most real. In an age of disconnection, awe is the thread that weaves us back together.